Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Sergeant Robert Ott, Emergency Management Program Coordinator with the Ingham County Sheriff's Department. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you today?
Well, I know you've been crazy busy with the storm. Just got an email from you recently with an update, so I knew it'd be a good time to try to talk with you and see where we are in the process of cleanup after the storm and what we know at this point.
Well, what we know at this point, after speaking with the National Weather Service today and they reviewed the data that I collected along with the data that they've collected, they're telling me that as storm was straight-line winds, what they call high-end straight-line winds, meaning that we had speeds of up to around 100 miles per hour, that causing damage to wires and trees and limbs and some homes and barns in the area.
And from what I read from your press release, about six residences with minor damage, 13 affected. What do they call the ones that were completely destroyed then? And I'm not trying to be flip.
Yeah, no, those are actually called destroyed. And in Ingham County, we didn't have any destroyed structure, so that wasn't included in my report. Eaton County has a home that was destroyed. It's just to the west of our border with Eaton County and Waverly Road. And then there was a home in Shiawassee County, again, just to the north of our border. We kind of lucked out in this county.
Well, and definitely. I happened to, sir, be driving home from Indiana and came right through, came down M50 and saw the home that was destroyed and others, and it kept getting worse and worse as we were driving along. So some major damage with trees down, massive trees down throughout the area as well.
Yeah, there is. And, it, you know, one of the things that didn't help us at all was the fact that the ground is so wet, and you take, you know, 100-mile-an-hour winds with ground that's already saturated with water, and as the wind takes that, you know, we're seeing trees that are basically uprooted with soil still attached to the bottom of them, you know, and that's why we had that, because it is so wet out.
Yeah, that was impressive to see these great caverns formed by the roots being uplifted and the whole thing just tipped over and taking the soil with it. What is the power situation for folks?
Well, they're working on restoring the power. We're serviced in Ingham County by DT Energy on the east side, and the rest is Consumers Energy. You know, they brought in some contract labor and some of their own people, and they're working diligently to get the power restored. Power has since been restored to a lot of the city of Mason just in the last couple minutes. So they're working on it. It's just, you know, it's going to take a little while with as much damage as we did have from winds.
Well, and I do find it interesting how they go around measuring and making a determination as to whether it was a tornado or not. Can you give me kind of any of like a brief synopsis of how you go about that? You look at damage and rotation of damage. Is that part of it?
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, one of the things that they took into account is the fact that out in the eastern part of the county where we had two barns that were destroyed, we noticed that the tops of the trees were taken off, and there's a definite line if you looked across the land. We were standing on top of a hill, and you could see where the tops of the trees came off, and that's just a straight-line wind that just takes it off right there at the top. Usually in a tornado, you'll see a definite groove. If you were to stand, you could almost see a groove into the ground that would follow the path of the tornado if there was one.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. I wondered about that because, as I said, the next day I was pleased. My daughter, who's in her 20s, and some friends, they decided we were going to go help with damage. So we grabbed a chainsaw and some friends, and we went out cutting trees down just north of the English Inn. Mm-hmm. And the thing that was wonderful to see about that is, A, that it was their idea and they wanted to do it, young folks. And there were an awful lot of people doing the very same thing. So how is the cleanup coming along in terms of people getting in and out of drives and being able to get to and fro?
Well, it's coming along pretty well, and you know, with the help of some citizens and the County Road Commission and some fire and rescue crews that were out on Sunday night, we got most of the main roads passable. And in the southwestern part of the county, Onondaga Township, Aurelius Township, where we did see quite a bit of tree limbs down, damage. Onondaga Road was completely blocked at one point. Again, people were coming out with tow straps and chainsaws, and at least even while I was out there, asking if I cared if they cleared the road. Well, I don't care. You know, if you feel like you want to do that, I'm not going to tell you you can't. You're helping out everybody else by doing that.
And a lot of the problem, I think, in Mason, from what I have heard, and you're the person obviously to ask, with power down is along Columbia Road there. Did I hear like 13 power poles were snapped and wires were down?
Yep, and those are primary power lines that feed power into the city of Mason, into Leslie Township, and there's a transfer station south of Mason, and then there's one again in Jackson County just south of our border where the power comes from into this whole area. So when those big primary transmission lines go down, it takes out everything along with it.
Well, and I'm impressed that Mason, part of Mason, is back online again this evening. So, you know, to say that they're working hard would be an understatement.
Yeah. Like I said, they've been working around the clock. I've been out at various times over the last couple of days, and there's power crews that are out there, and you know, the road commission and is you know working to get the debris off the roads. Again, they're going to have to come back later and collect all that. But you know, getting the roads open and getting the limbs from around the power lines, and that's only going to help get the power restored.
And we've got apparently some bad weather moving in this evening. If predictions are true, just tell everybody the usual. Keep tuned to something, whether it be battery powered or hopefully electricity if you have it, and follow along, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to tell people. And you know, and we do this a lot, is to try to get people to have a couple days' supply of non-perishable food and water, flashlights, batteries, a battery-operated radio, a weather radio, those kind of things that people need to have on hand because, you know, weather is unpredictable, and we can't stop the weather from coming. We can only tell people to be prepared to respond to it, and that's what we do is we make plans to respond to these type of incidents, usually after they've gone through, and having a personal preparedness at your home for your family and yourself is can't be understated.
Well, and we got lucky with no injuries this time around. I guess a couple of cattle didn't fare as well, but no people were injured. So it's a good time to remember it and get that together because this is the season.
Yeah, it is the season. And again, I've told some of the other media outlets during interviews. They asked me, you know, how come it's coming so late? And it is. We're about a month behind where we should be. Usually about the end of April is where is the beginning of our storm season here, you know, usually running into September, October, and you know, now here we are the last couple days of May, and we're getting our first big storm, you know, into the area, and there's more to come. And again, you mentioned weather forecast for tonight, not looking real good. They're talking even up to 70, 80 mile an hour winds and 1-inch hail.
Oh boy.
So, you know, people need to be prepared, and you know, be prepared if the power goes out to have enough food and water and different things like that to keep your family safe.
Well, and I'm with you on that. I'm one of the ones, when I hear the sirens, I go downstairs. I pay attention to this. So I can't thank you enough. I know you're awfully busy. Thank you for taking a few minutes to get us up to speed and to remind us of precautions. Thank you, Sergeant.
Okay, Cheryl, thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Sergeant Robert Ott, Emergency Management Program Manager with the Ingham County Sheriff's Department. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.